Harper Audio presents Hangman by Faye Kellerman, performed by Mitch Greenberg. Copyright 2010 by Plotline Incorporated. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. The pictures had photographed her swollen, battered, and bruised. A puffy lip, two black eyes, a bloated and bright face. Decker found it nearly impossible to reconcile those snapshots with the remarkable-looking woman who sat before him. Terry had changed in the 15 years. She had morphed from a beautiful 16-year-old girl to an elegant, stunning woman. Age had turned her face softer and rounder, with the fragile exquisiteness of a Victorian cameo. His eyes traveled from the picture to her face. He raised an eyebrow. "Pretty bad, huh?" she said.
"Your husband certainly did a number on you."
If Decker squinted hard enough at her face, he could see remnants of the thrashing, a greenish tinge in certain spots.
"And these pictures are around 6 weeks old?"
"Around." She shifted her position on the sofa. "The body is a wondrous thing. I used to see miracles all the time." Being a doctor, Terry would know that information firsthand. How she managed to go through medical school and raise a kid while married to that maniac was a testament to her strength of character. It was hard to see her beaten down like this.
"Are you sure you want to go through with this, meeting him here in L.A.?"
"I put it off about as long as I could," Terry said. "It really doesn't make sense to hide. If Chris wants to find me, he will. And it's not me that I'm worried about, it's Gabe. If he gets pissed off enough, he may take it out on him. I need to get him to adulthood, Lieutenant, before I make any decisions about myself."
"How old is Gabe?"
"Chronologically, he's about 4 months from 15. Psychologically, he's an old man."
Decker nodded.
They were sitting in an elegantly furnished hotel suite in Bel Air, California. The color scheme was a soothing tone-on-tone beige. There was a stocked wet bar off the entry and a marble countertop for mixing drinks. Terry had curled up on the divan opposite the stone fireplace. He was sitting on her left in a wing chair with a view of the private patio lushly planted with ferns, palms, and flowers, an oasis for the wounded soul.
"What makes you think that you'll last until Gabe turns 18?
Terry gave the question some thought. "You know how cool and calculating my husband is? This was the first time that he ever laid a hand on me."
"So what happened?"
"A misunderstanding." She looked at the ceiling, avoiding Decker's eyes. "He found some medical papers and thought I had an abortion. After I finally got him to stop hitting me and listen, he realized that he had misread the name. The abortion had been for my half-sister."
"He confused the name Melissa with Teresa."
"We have the same middle name. I'm Teresa Ann, she's Melissa Ann. It's stupid, but my father is stupid. I still use McLaughlin, like my half-sister, because it's on all my diplomas and licenses. He misread the names and he snapped. Not that he cares about children, but the thought of my destroying his progeny made him unglued. I'm just thankful there wasn't a gun within reach." She shrugged. Decker said,
"Why did you marry him, Terry?"
"He wanted it official. I could hardly tell him no, since he was supporting us. I could have never finished medical school without his money." She paused. "Mostly he leaves Gabe and me alone. He buries himself in work or booze or drugs or other women. Gabe and I are adept at maneuvering around him. Our interactions are neutral and sometimes pleasant. He's generous and knows how to be charming when he wants something. I give him what he wants, and all is well."
"Except when it isn't."
Decker held up the photographs.
"What exactly do you want me to do, Doctor?"
"I've agreed to see him, Lieutenant, not to go back to him. At least, not right away. I don't know how he'll take the news. Since I can't escape him, I want him to agree to a temporary separation. Not a marriage separation, that wouldn't settle well. Just for him to agree to give me a little more time to be by myself."
"How much more time?" 30 years, maybe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?